Hi, Markel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just dealing with the allergies, so I apologize if you hear me coughing. I get that tickle and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no problem.
No worries. Thank you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you were talking with Dan, and so I know that you had some questions as well. I'm just trying to take a look at the notes. What's the name of your property management company? Do you mind if I ask?
It's Milestone.
Milestone? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have just one specific location or do
We
you
have
have several locations?
two locations. We have two
Okay.
locations, four properties. It's Olympia and Tumwater, Washington. It's
Okay.
about 500 units between all of the properties.
Oh, wow. Okay. He mentioned that you've done SEO in the past.
Well, we have a website and we advertise with apartments.com through our online property management software AppFolio.
Okay.
And we've done Craigslist ads, but that's really the most of what we've done. Our property manager has created a Facebook and Instagram accounts for the properties,
Okay.
but that's pretty much it, and it hasn't. We've dipped down in advertising and rentals. So I'm trying to like get other information about what we could do to amplify what we have.
Yeah, I see the website. It's the milestoneplaces.com.
Correct.
Okay. And that's luxury apartments, townhomes. I'm just kind of looking through it.
So, and on it still says that we have the Stanaway property, Hudson Heights. We don't own that anymore, and they haven't updated the website. But
Okay.
so it's just the Tumwater and Olympia locations.
Okay, so you guys don't have these. There's one that says West Olympia and one that says Spanaway.
We have Tumwater, Olympia, and West Olympia. We do not have Spanaway.
Okay. So that Hudson Heights one no longer is existent, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just taking a look at a couple of things here. And then you mentioned that they did create an Instagram and a Facebook, you said?
Yeah, and I don't even think they're very active at all.
Okay. Now, do each of these, I guess, because I want to determine what's going to be the best option for you guys, right? So I'm just going to look up something. Rental.
I'm working from home today, so I have my son
Are
helping me with
you?
this.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we get the luxury of working from home too after COVID and everything. So, okay. So I'm just kind of looking at, like, if I was looking for townhomes for rent in Olympia, right? What typically pops up? So you see a lot of like apartments.com, you see Redfin, of course, you know. Now if I look up rental, I'm just kind of trying looking at different keywords. So basically, you know, depending on how far you guys are wanting to target from each location. So I'll give you an example, right? If I looked up rental properties in Olympia, okay, you might be familiar with some of these guys. Markel, I get like Olympic Rental and Landlord Services, which is a property management company, Team, Northwest Property Management, Hometown Property Management. This is within the local map section, which I'm sure you're very familiar with when you've done a search. You know, you see the map, right? That's got the little tiny red dots. So that
Yeah.
local map section is where 90% of searches will start and stop. Okay. Whether they're looking for, and we use very specific keywords. Okay. To basically to your rental. So whether it's townhome, If they're looking for just a rental property management company, because a lot of times that's how people search too, because they're able to go on your website and then see what kind of rentals you have available, right? The local map is basically going to cover anyone that's within a 10 to 15 mile radius from where that location is based out of. So you could go with that, and what you could go with is a couple of different options. We could either run a Google Ads campaign, which are the Google ads that run in a rotation that say sponsored, or we could run Facebook ads. Basically, what Facebook ads do is they retarget.
Google ads in the past.
And what was your experience with them? How did you like it?
I don't think the property manager was
happy
keeping on top of the. She wasn't keeping on top of the experience from the renters very well, so we got bad reviews. So they shut it down.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And so we weren't getting enough reviews to bury the bad reviews, so it didn't. They weren't pushing it to be like, hey, we're doing, you know, whatever it is to be able to incentivize people to give us good reviews.
So when you're saying good reviews, that tells me that you guys had a Google Business profile page?
That's what I was told.
Because that's where they would put the review.
Yeah, and I think she shut it down.
Okay. Because I'll tell you, I don't see anything out there.
See? Yeah.
The only thing that I saw was the, when I typed in the company name, right, I just put Milestone in Olympia. What was the other location you mentioned, honey?
So, actually, I think what they probably end up doing, they don't advertise as Milestone. They end up advertising the individual apartments, so Stonebrook Apartment, Sirene, or Woodbury. So when I look up that, I see them on liveinstonebrookapartments.com, apartments.com.
Stonebrook Apartments, I see this one, Stonebrook Apartments and Townhomes in Tumwater. 360-529-5771, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's that profile. Oh, so they've put them in as individual. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now that makes sense. All right. How far, let me ask you this, how far do they typically want to target? Like if someone that's,
they
you know, if
at
we're
the
talking
top.
About. They want to be at the top. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to suggest that they're doing Google Ads. Because Google Ads, because when you're looking at Google, right, and you're doing that search, you're going to see Google Guaranteed, which is a pay-per-lead program. That's more for, like, services. Okay. Underneath
mm-hmm.
of that, you're going to see the Google Sponsored Ads. And then underneath of that, you're going to see the Google Local Map.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google Ads, so let me ask you this. When we're talking about the Tumwater, how far do they want those ads to go out?
I don't know exactly what are our options.
Well, those I would suggest, so what the options would be is this, right? Because Google Ads, those can reach up to 100 miles, which I would never recommend it because that's like putting butter on toast and spreading it. It gets thinner. So it's not as high of a conversion rate, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it where you're targeting like even 40 or 50 miles, I mean, because typically is someone going to really look for a rental an hour away from where they're currently living?
Only if they're getting relocated.
Right. So even if you did it to where it was targeting even a 60 mile radius, right, that's how you can target those areas outside of what Google considers your local area. Because, for example, the Stonebrook, you know, apartment one, right, in Tumwater. That
mm-hmm.
one is basically, in the local map, it's only going to target 5 to 10 miles from the zip code of that location, okay, of that rental. Anything outside of that, you would either have to run Facebook ads, which would reach up to a 50-mile radius, or you're running Google ads, which can reach up to 100 if you wanted. But, again, I don't recommend it even pushing it out that far. I would say keep it at, like, 70.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounds like they want more of the Google and not the Facebook, right?
I mean, that's what they're used to. I don't know what the option is, I mean, price point wise, if we were to push it on both.
On both.
Facebook,
okay.
And, yeah.
So let's talk about that. Okay. So basically, if you want a package that included both Google Ads and Facebook Ads, and I'm talking about just the Stony Brook location, because these all have, I'm assuming now, individual profiles, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So talking about the profile individually, for the, you're talking like three different locations, basically, is what we're looking at right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm going to give you the breakdown on this. If you want just a package with just Google Ads, that would include the Google Ads, you're looking at a monthly flat rate, $499 a month. It'll have a one-time per property. Yeah. So like, for example, it would be $499 a month per property. Okay. And it's going to have a one-time $99 setup fee. So the setup fee would only be charged on one. I would actually waive it on the other two properties. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to start with one property, it's going to be $598 to get it started, $499 every month after that. If you want to include the other two properties, then you're looking at just $499 to start each one of those, because you're paying basically the first month. Make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So what this package, and this is what we call our Premier Platinum package. In fact, Markel, do you get text messages on this phone that we're speaking on right now?
Yes, but not for like commercial stuff.
No, honey. I'm going to send you a price, pricing page if you can look at it, and I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because I know it's going to be a lot of information.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? And I know you probably got to present it to them. What's their time frame? Like, what are they, have they mentioned to you what they're looking for, what they're really wanting, other than just being closer to the top?
Basically closer to the top. They were familiar with Google Ads. So initially they just wanted me to reach out to Google Ads. I have another client who uses Local Splash as a plumber. And so I was like, let me reach out to Local Splash and see what else we can do.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay, yeah. I appreciate you reaching out to us then. Okay, so let me send you this. I'm going to send you this link right now to our pricing page. If you can click on it when I send it to you and open it up, and then I'm going to show you exactly what it is and what's included, and then I'm going to give you the price points on them, okay? So let me know once you receive it. Alrighty?
Okay, I just got it.
Okay, awesome. So as you open it up, and let me just go to it on my end, that would be helpful, right? Okay. So you're looking at, these are the different ones. So if you scroll towards the bottom where it says SEO packages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and you use the same website for each one of those properties, right? It's always going to be the same website, correct?
Yeah, basically, it turns out, I mean, hold on. Sorry, let me get my words correct.
No worries.
I think through a property management software, we have a specific link for each.
Oh, yes, I see that. I do see that. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, awesome. Okay, so you're not going to need us to do anything with the website. We're not even going to tinker with the websites, okay, just first and foremost, so you know that. We just want to make sure that they're always attached where you guys are listed, okay? Now, you see where it says Pro Package? That's basically like a local-only package that'll only get you within the local area, which I don't think that's going to be a good fit for them. Because you guys are going to want to target a little bit outside of your area just because, like you said, if people are relocating, they might be an hour away from you. They're looking for, you know, property rentals, right? So we want to make sure that you're still able to target those that are outside of the local area.
Okay.
Now, this platinum package, okay, this platinum package is the one that includes the Google and Facebook marketing. It does not include Google Ads. So if you're looking at it, it's going to include the Google Business Profile, which is the optimization of it. We're not like creating new profiles. We are going to manage the ones that you currently have for each individual location or property rental, should I say. being local, we do the SEO content creation, keywords, posting, optimization is what we do. So the management of it. Our client support team is within our company. We don't outsource it. So you have a team dedicated to your accounts. Facebook meta advertising, that's running Facebook ads. Facebook ads basically retarget. If someone does a search on Google for property rental, they don't call you guys, but they go to their Facebook page, they're going to be retargeted with that ad. So it's like that constant reminder. We could target an audience by interest, income level, or location. The furthest that they're going to target is 50 miles tops. Directory submission. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. If you already have profiles there, we're not going to create you new ones, but we do make sure that if we're updating your information, it's updated in those other directories. We help you monitor reviews. We create tiny URLs to help you generate more reviews, so we try to simplify it for you, right? We encourage it. The more reviews you generate, the better response, because people are seeing, oh, hey, this is a great rental company. Let me give them a call, right? Mm-hmm. The optimizing landing page doesn't apply to you guys because you would be having your own websites. The call and conversion tracking. So we can track your calls and the conversions of it. You'll also have a tracking and reporting system that you can access through your client dashboard. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that way you could track the results, like how many times they clicked on the Facebook ad, how many keywords you're listed for, so you can track all of that. And the review generation tools, which again is that tool to help you generate more reviews. Typically this package is $5.99 a month. Okay? It would be discounted for you at $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay, that's for one property. Now, if you're doing all three, you would pay $398 for the first one to get it started. The other two, the setup fees would be waived. So you would only be paying $299 for each other one. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because the setup fee would be waived. If you're doing three different locations, three rental properties, it's going to be $398 for the first one, $299 for the second, $299 for the third, because the setup fees would be waived. Okay?
Okay.
The option next to it is the Platinum Premier. Now, this is the one that does not include the Facebook ads. It would include the Google ads. So this one, you would be looking at $499 a month per property. The first property is going to have the $99 setup fee, so you're looking at $5.98 for the first one, $4.99 for each individual property. And that's monthly, okay? Let me know if I'm going too fast or if anything seems confusing.
No.
Okay, now, if you want all the bells and whistles, like you guys want each individual property to have the Google ads and the Facebook ads, okay, it's going to be $5.99 a month. $5.99 a month for the first property and the $99 setup fee, so you're looking at $6.98 on that one. Each individual property is going to be $5.99 a month. Okay, but what that would include is going to be the Google ads and Facebook ads. Now, you guys will not incur, just an FYI, you're not going to incur additional click fees, okay, and I'll tell you why. Because you're paying a flat rate. We always allocate $100 to the Facebook ads that we manage. The Google ads, we allocate
$300.
Okay. So you're not going to incur additional click fees. The only time that your prices would change is if you said, I want to allocate more money to Google ads. Okay, then you pay the difference. But I want to kind of give you the breakdown on that. So, like, if you went with the Platinum package, you know, okay, the $299, well, $100 of that is going to my Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All of these are going to have customized tracking and reporting systems because we do want you to track your results, not just be taking our word for it that it's working. Okay, but again, this would be all management of the profiles. Do the other two have Google Business profiles as well?
They used to. It doesn't look like there's anything anymore.
Okay. So in that case, we would definitely have to create the Google Business Profiles. So that would just be submitting, getting them both verified. Excuse me. Since they all each have their own individual address, right? Mm-hmm. And they have individual websites for them as well, those other two?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Markel? I know it's a lot of info.
No, so I guess my only other question would be, is there some sort of a demo that I could look at to see what it looks like for a property management space, or does that not even matter?
Like a demo as in what, hun? Like, what do you mean?
In the past with property management software, they kind of run you through the backside of what the software looks like. But is that how that works with Local Splash and the advertising, or are you guys just taking our information and putting it together into an app, and then we just look at the app?
No, so it's not an app. Basically what we're doing, okay, so give you an example. That Google Business Profile that you currently have for the Stonebrook, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys
mm-hmm.
would add us on as managers. You continue to hold the ownership to it. We're just listed as managers, right?
Okay.
What we do is on our back office, we're adding keywords, search terms to that Google Business Profile. We're optimizing, we're posting on it. Because this is all part of the management and the SEO content creation. It's not like an actual software where, it's actually, we're managing it. We have like literally a team dedicated to our accounts here that, of our clients that manage these Google Business Profiles because Google's algorithm, as you know, is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we're using the proper keywords and search terms, right?
Got it.
We don't tinker with your websites because we want to make sure that the websites are just attached. So we're not making changes. We're not tinkering with them because if we did that, it's going to overwrite what you guys currently have. And honestly, there's no need for us to even do that. Our job is to make sure that whenever they're looking for property rentals, whether it be a townhouse, whether it's a luxury apartment, that you guys are always coming up in those search results. Now, Facebook ads?
Yes.
We're going to do that content creation for the Facebook ad, okay? You could run promotions. I know sometimes rental properties, they have like, you know, first month, 50% off or whatever. You know what I mean? It's been a while since I've rented, so that's what I'm saying. So sometimes you have like, you know, holiday special, you know, or move-in special or what have you. You can do that with the Facebook ad, right? But with the Facebook ad, it can either be like a click-to-call Facebook ad, right? Or it could be where they go directly to the website and they can fill out, if I'm not mistaken, on your websites, you have like lead forms, right, that they could fill out. So I'm assuming that you have a way of tracking that and also taking that information and then reaching out to the potential renter, right? Okay. So that's how the Facebook ads would work. Again, the Facebook ad, the Facebook page, we're just listed as managers. We're not going to tinker with the Facebook, but we're going to make sure that it's being optimized as well and running the Facebook ads, okay? But again, you guys would not incur click fees. We'll do the content creation. We'll manage it. If it's Google ads, same thing. We're managing the Google ads. We're doing the creation of them. We're managing them, okay?
Okay.
But again, it's a team that's dedicated to your guys' account here within our company. To handle it.
And then we don't have to do it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yes. But, I mean, of course we want your guys' input, you know what I mean? But literally our team are the experts on all of that as far as, like, they have the database, the keywords and search terms that are being most utilized because we want to make sure you guys are always coming up in those search results.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions? Any concerns?
No, nope. I'm just going to run this by my partners and see if we're good to go.
Okay. How do you feel about it so far? I mean, which one seems more appealing to you? Because I know there's quite a few of you involved. Like, how many partners in total, if you don't mind me asking?
Three of us total.
Three. Okay.
I mean, it sounds great. I think I think where we're at right now is we have a lot of vacancies and they want to amplify the advertising to get those vacancies filled.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as possible because it's, you know, it's a lot of money when you're vacant.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I know. Well, because you're taking that whole month. You're like, okay, we're losing money here, right?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, because like, okay, so like with the Google ads and Facebook ads, those are actually up and running within 7 to 14 days. Those go up pretty quick.
Okay.
For us getting you like the other two locations that you mentioned, so Stone Brook has it. Let me look at the other ones. Let me see. I know you mentioned Stone Brook has it. Where I just had the website up.
For the website?
No, I was thinking the other two locations. You said that you don't recall one even being there, right? For the other two?
For a website or for what? Sorry.
Not the website, honey. The Google Business Profile. I apologize.
They said that they had them for all of the properties, but I can't find them.
Okay, the other one, the other property you have is the Woodbury Crossing. Would it be that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Woodbury Crossing is one.
And that one's in Olympia, right? I'm just trying to do a search. Okay, there is, tell me, is it at the 5004 4th Way Southwest?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is one there. There is one. I'm going to send you the link.
Is it a Google website? Okay.
Yeah, it's a Google Business Profile. Yeah, it says, and it's got the specific Woodbury. I really love your guys' websites. Who did them? They look great.
So I think, which one are you looking at? The live at Woodbury Crossing?
Yeah, I think that's the one. Hold on, I'll tell you. It's the, well, this one says.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Let me pull it back up. Yep, livewoodburycrossing.com. I mean, whoever did your guys' websites did an excellent job. I have to tell you that.
The property management software that we hooked up with is called AppFolio, and they're like really up and coming. So in the last like 5 years, they've become pretty big. They're, I would say, like the QuickBooks right now for property management software. So
oh, okay.
They helped us transform what we had into this.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're really nice. They look good. Well, it makes me want to move now on this plane.
No.
I'm like, what's your typical rentals? I mean, what do they range in? Like the prices?
Oh, we are going probably, depending on what property, from 2,000 up to 3,000. I think Stone Brook has the cheapest because they actually have smaller rental apartments.
Uh-huh.
And I think the cheapest there is, unless the prices have gone up, maybe 1,800.
Okay. That's not bad. You know,
California. Yeah, because the other properties, so yeah, California is a lot more. My sister-in-law lives there right now.
Trust me, I'm in a house that I rent, and let me tell you, I will not leave from here because I got the best rate. I'm in a 4-bedroom, and I'm by Disneyland, so I'm in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and I pay $2,400. So, yeah.
For rental or for yeah.
Yeah, I rent.
Yeah, my sister's paying like $4,000 a month for an apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the, how do you pronounce that one, the Sirene or Sirene?
Sirene.
Oh, my gosh. I was totally messing that one up, huh?
Sirene. Okay. We decided to pick hard names.
Did you? So the Sirene one, I don't actually see a Google Business Profile for that one. I see.
Yeah, and that I think is okay. The complication of what we have is when you see Woodbury,
uh-huh.
Woodbury is actually two properties in one. It's Woodbury and Sirene.
Okay.
So if they go to Woodbury, they will get to the units at Sirene.
Oh, okay. So then typically you would only be looking at beefing up the two then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So when are you going to be speaking with your partners, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm prepping an email now. I'm going to put this information in it and see who responds.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And then let me do this. Markel, do you spell your name Marquel? Because that's how they spelled it.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
That's correct.
Almost like Raquel, but it's Markel.
Correct, yep.
Okay, awesome. That's a very unique name.
Yep, my parents decided to make it really fun.
Let me do this, too. I'm going to send you a text message with my contact information because I would be your point of contact to move forward in setting up. Basically, how the process would work is if you speak with your partners and they're on board, right? You're going to call me. We're going to get the accounts set up. It would actually be two individual accounts because they're their own each, like, location. And then what I would do is schedule the client interview for tomorrow with the technician to speak with you on both, okay? So basically,
I can tell you that tomorrow will be way too early.
Okay. Or even if
I know that I won't get a – yeah. once I get the – yeah. So basically you're saying you can get it done right away, but I have to wait for them.
Yeah, no, of course. But what I'm saying is, like, if you guys decided, yes, we're going to do this and move forward, when we set it up, I also schedule a client interview, of course, at a time that's going to be convenient for you and the day that's convenient, because that's when you speak with the technician. In other words, I'm just the lead. The technician is the one who's going to talk to you more specific and detailed about the keywords and the search terms and all the other goodies. Okay, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get my text?
Perfect. I did. I just emailed it to myself.
Awesome.
I have.
Okay.
I have it.
All right. Great. Any other questions?
No, I'm good right now.
Okay.
Nope, that's a lot of information. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome, Markel. I really look forward to speaking with you again. And I'm here,
always
Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. So if you need to reach back out because you have other questions, please feel free and let me know. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye.